In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday, we celebrate the triumph of Orthodoxy, and especially about the triumph of the veneration of icons, but really all of the dogmas of the faith, which were confirmed in the Seventh Ecumenical Council. But the hymnology is about icons quite a bit in both Vespers and Matins. And how are we to understand this feast? Well, how are we to understand icons? Well, we just heard that the honor given to the icon passes to the prototype, right? So when you venerate an icon of Christ, you are venerating, worshiping Him. When you venerate an icon of the Most Holy Mother of God, you are giving honor to her. Now, it's much deeper than that, though. And if you listen to the services carefully, you'll see what the icons portray. They portray, of course, if you say it quickly and just on a surface meaning, that we can portray Christ in an icon because He became man. We can't portray God the Father because He didn't become a man. The Holy Spirit is pure spirit. We cannot see Him. So only Christ is the one of the Holy Trinity that we can see, that we can portray, that we can paint, that He lived on the earth as a man, so we can depict Him as a man. Okay, that's the surface meaning of what an icon means. But let's look at the depth of it. One of the hymns from Vespers, from Lord I Have Cried, says, "Thou who art uncircumscribed, O Master, in thy divine nature, was pleased in the last times to take flesh and be circumscribed, and in assuming flesh thou hast taken on thyself all of its distinctive properties. Therefore we depict the likeness of thine outward form, venerated with an honor with that is relative. So we are exalted in love for thee, and in following the holy traditions handed down by the apostles, from thine icon we receive the grace of healing." Jesus Christ is uncircumscribed, right? He is God. He's the creator of the universe. Nothing can contain Him. And yet, He became man. He became circumscribed. How did this happen? What a wonder this is. This is the greatest wonder ever for mankind, that the God of the universe became man. And so, when we depict in an icon, Jesus Christ, we depict this reality, that God, who was Son of God before all things, and had all the prerogatives of being a Son, became man so that we could have those prerogatives. Because it says here, thou hast taken on thyself all of its distinctive properties, meaning human flesh. He took on all the properties of human flesh. And He was like us in all things except, as the Apostle says, sin. So if He took on all of these things, it stands to reason that He has the authority, the ability, to give us the ability to become like Him. He became like us so that we can become like Him. And He took on all of our distinctive properties. The thing about the services that's so amazing is the same thing is said over and over in different ways. Perhaps there is a different hymn that you heard that touched you. This one really touched me. He took on all of our properties, even though He is uncircumscribed. So now, the one who cannot be contained, contained Himself in human flesh, so that we, who cannot reach out to God, reach out to heaven, because we don't have the strength, the ability, the sight, the knowledge, we, who are very circumscribed, can become uncircumscribed, can be with God. It's an amazing thing. The same thing is said in the Kontakion. The uncircumscribed word of the Father became circumscribed, taking flesh from the Theotokos, and He has restored the sullied image to its ancient glory, filling it with divine beauty. This, our salvation, we confess in word and deed, and we depict it in the holy icons. So the holy icons are not just declaring that Jesus Christ became man. That's just the beginning. Jesus Christ, the uncircumcised, circumscribed Himself so that we could be with the one that we would have no ability to be with otherwise. This is an amazing thing. And this Kantakian also says that He has restored the sullied image to its ancient glory, filling it with divine beauty. That's why He became man. To restore our image, we have become marred by sin, darkened by sin. He took on everything about us, all of our distinctive properties, but He did not sin. So He made it capable for us to become perfect. That's what an icon says. When you look at an icon, you are looking at the results of the incarnation. We can't look at Jesus Christ without thinking of all these things. I don't mean in your head. I mean in your heart. I mean in your feelings. I mean in words that cannot be uttered. But this is what we celebrate today in the veneration of the icons, in the triumph of Orthodoxy. Not the triumph at a council where finally icons were allowed to be used in the empire, but the triumph of the human soul, that the human soul, weak and having nothing in common with God at all, can now be with God because God chose to have something in common with us by taking on our flesh with all of its distinctive properties and restoring it. That's what an icon tells us. Glory be to God. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.